Hello, and welcome to the Gospel Bell in the Dells, a weekly podcast sharing the good news of Jesus Christ in every age and place. My name is Pastor Joseph Dogan, pastor of Bethany Lutheran Church in Wisconsin Dells. Come and hear the good news that is indeed for you. The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said, "The kingdom of God is as if someone would scatter seed on the ground, and would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow. He does not know how. The earth produces of itself first the stalk, then the head, then the full grain in the head. But when the grain is ripe, at once he goes with his sickle, because the harvest has come." He also said, "With what can we compare the kingdom of God? Or what parable will we use for it? It is like a mustard seed, which when sown upon the ground is the smallest of all the seeds on earth. Yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes the greatest of all shrubs and puts forth large branches so that the birds of the air can make nests in its shade." With many such parables, he spoke the word to them as they were able to hear it. He did not speak to them except in parables, but he explained everything in private to his disciples. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. While we were doing our outdoor adventure, sometime between then and now and before, you should have gotten a little package of mustard seeds. You don't need to grab your package of mustard seeds or anything like that. In fact, what you do with your package of mustard seeds is entirely up to you. You can crush it up and eat it. You can make a sauce out of it. You can leave it in the baggie and put it on a mantle and remember this verse, or you can throw it away. I won't know the difference. But I give it to you with that verse as a reminder of a few things. Because what can be said about this little seed here? Apparently a lot. As I have a pastor friend out in Portage who this week went on a kind of info dump telling us just about everything regarding this little seed. In ancient times, it was used as a medicinal herb to treat muscle pain, joint pain, hysteria, and even the bubonic plague. So maybe I just need a little extra mustard on my brats when I'm starting to get one of my, you know, colds that the little one brings home from school again. And yes, I do know that's not how I'm supposed to eat a brat here in Wisconsin. But I think I'll just leave the sauerkraut to you who like the foul taste of lutefisk as well. Fighting words, huh? I also learned in my time with this pastor earlier this week that mustard plants function almost like a weed, and they can grow just about anywhere. It can sprout up in the dry ground of Wisconsin and in the black gold, we call it, of Iowa. All the same. And they do a pretty good job, apparently, of keeping out other weeds. So much so that I was told that people used to place mustard plants on the outside of their garden to keep away weeds and other pests. And perhaps that's part of the sign that Jesus is pointing us towards when he explains that the kingdom of heaven is like this small little seed. See, because we are told that we are the body of Christ, that we are the kingdom of God here on earth. The kingdom of God has come close to us in the person of Jesus Christ and continues to be revealed to us through those whom the Holy Spirit acts upon. When the dominion of God is spread out, it grows everywhere and it shows up in different ways as represented by the diversity of the people who are called to this holy work of spreading the kingdom. And when it grows bigger than anybody would expect and in the most unexpected of places. And like the mustard plant, it's to provide shelter to the birds who come to it. Like we as the people of God are to be stewards of this kingdom and meant to shelter those who are in need. Now all of this is beautiful. It's a beautiful expansion on this parable about how this little thing is like the kingdom of God, that we pray and pray to come to us when we say, "Oh Father, let your kingdom come." But then I'm reminded that parables, they're not allegories. They're not a one-for-one explanation, and instead they're meant to challenge rather than provide us comfort. So then where is the challenge here? Perhaps the challenge comes better when looking at verse 27 and saying that while the person scatters the seed sprouts and it grows, night and day they rest, yet the sower does not know how. Now, this isn't a perfect allegory for farming either, as some of my farmers would tell me. It takes work. But when looking for answers, Jesus responds with this and saying that the answer is to maybe not know the answer, but instead to have faith. It's fair to say that the challenge of this parable comes in the form of understanding that we can never truly, never fully understand or comprehend the extent of this kingdom, and instead rest in the fact that it is in this, through this, that we come to know God. Maybe part of the challenge here is letting go of this idea that we have the answers about how this small thing could possibly be the best we have for understanding this massive love, joy, peace, and abounding grace that Jesus brings. Because there is grace for me, and there is grace for you in not having all of the answers and being able to simply say, I do not know to what extent. I don't know why, and I don't know how, but I have faith in a God that promises to always be with us. And when we look at these last two verses that say, with many such parables, he spoke the word to them as they were able to hear it. He did not speak to them except in parables, but he explained everything in private to his disciples. We see here that Jesus needs to explain directly what this means to his disciples, those who have been with him throughout most of his ministry, showing that not even the disciples understood what Jesus was saying in these parables about everything that was to come, because they aren't meant to be direct answers, but they are to help us, to expand our vision of how God works among us. And besides, as many of us know, the disciples, having had all of this explained to them, still don't seem to get it. They still betray, they still deny, or they still run away for fear of their own lives. For almost a year now, our church council and I have been diving into the same text every month to start our devotions at the beginning of our meeting. It's from 1 Corinthians 4. It says, think of us in this way, as servants of Christ and stewards of God's mysteries. Moreover, it is required of stewards that they be found trustworthy. Again, it says, think of us in this way, as servants of Christ and stewards of God's mysteries. Moreover, it is required of stewards that they be found trustworthy. While we do not know why, while we do not know how, there is assurance time and time again of the promise of God's unending and abounding love found in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Continuing in this season after Pentecost, we remember the promise of God's accompaniment with us throughout our lives. It is in faith in something bigger than ourselves, faith in this God that we call love. It is in this faith that we are invited into a space where we may not have all of the answers. For if we did, it wouldn't be called faith. in this holy task, we are called to be stewards, sowers, keepers of this word that changes lives, that softens hearts and makes a way for communion amongst neighbors, strangers, and nations. To be trustworthy in our sharing of this word as the Spirit-filled kingdom or community of God, where we are called to work toward a global shalom with all people and the world around us. And this includes the plants and the animals and the natural habitats around us that we recognized earlier today. It is in the mystery of the mustard seed that we are called into a faith the size of this very same seed, that with it you can move mountains. And more importantly, it's with this faith that one can begin to adopt an outlook where they will, instead of trying to explain or rationalize God, will be able to look at the world around you and see God at work in our children, in the sunrise and sunsets, in our siblings we have met and the neighbors we have yet to know, in the joy and in the sorrow, in the celebrations and in the grief. It is there that with open eyes and an open heart, the sower can see the pieces of heaven here on earth. God is not done with us yet. The Holy Spirit, in the compassion of Jesus Christ, shows us that God is working through us to bring about a new creation that has been promised to you and to all people. So keep hold of your mustard seed and remember the mystery that goes along with it. For it is in this that we are reminded that through the death and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you are being made new. Amen. Thank you again for listening to our weekly podcast, The Gospel Bell in the Dells. To find out more about this ministry or learn ways to support us, please go and follow us on Facebook at Bethany Lutheran Church or at our website at dellsbethanylutheran.org.